711 million email addresses leaked. If yours is on this list, change your password now. The Aegis Alliance. Computer security authorities have located an enormous spam list containing more than 700 million email addresses stolen by a spambot referred to as Onliner. The breach was initially located by a Paris mainly based security researcher named Benkow. According to IFL Science, it consists of two separate troves of data, one fundamentally of email addresses, while the second is a far more serious set which consists of passwords and addresses. Experts are saying the email breach is the biggest spambot dump that the globe has ever noticed, and raises serious issues about internet privacy, which is increasingly becoming a headache for cybersecurity authorities and privacy activists. Secret government agencies and cybercriminals have also stepped up their efforts to spy or steal private data and information online. You can confirm if your email address is on the list by going to haveibeenpwned.com, an anti-hacker website, run by Australian laptop security specialist Troy Hunt, which has specifics of compromised email addresses and leaked passwords. If you see your email address on the list, cease using it, and change your password straight away. In truth, alter your password on all sites you have made use of it previously or use it at the moment. Also, if you see suspicious emails, usually disguised as invoices, do not open them, for the purpose that it could be a malicious PC software program created to steal your banking information. As Hunt writes on his website, this is the largest single dataset he has ever loaded into Have I Been Pwned, and that, for a sense of scale, that, practically one address for every single man, lady, and kid in all of Europe. Processing the largest list of data ever seen in at Have I Been Pwned courtesy of a nasty spambot. I'm in there, you probably are too. Troy Hunt, at Troy Hunt, August 28, 2017. The Onliner spambot, which has access to this list of 711 million email addresses, pointed Hunt and Benkow to an IP address in the Netherlands, suggesting the impacted email accounts have been published on an open and accessible net server hosted in the Netherlands. The two authorities would not publish the IP address as it could spread out the compromised information. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.